I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Harbour.
I'm Colton.
And welcome back to another episode with the Oversharers podcast. How are you guys doing? It's been a week.
It's actually it's just been a week, isn't it?
Has it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's literally just a week.
Yeah, it feels like ages to me.
I know.
It feels like 2 weeks. We went on annual leave, but we're back.
Yeah, we went on annual leave from the podcast. But you know what? We actually missed you guys.
We really did.
Yeah.
I feel like on Thursday, I didn't have anything to listen to. Is it sad that I listen to our own episodes as a form of entertainment for myself?
Do you actually?
Sometimes I do. If I haven't edited the podcast, then I listen to it again. So like if you've edited it, for example, I didn't get the full grasp of everything. Do you know what I mean?
I've not listened back to a single
really?
Episode.
Oh my God, I love it. It's actually quite fun.
No, it's very cringe for me.
Sometimes I'm like, why did I say that?
Why didn't I edit that out?
Or I'm like, why does my voice sound like that? Ah!
But anyway. Yeah, we're back. How have you guys been?
Oh my God.
I felt really well rested. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this has actually taken a toll on me.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like I needed that break, I'll be
100%.
Honest. 100%. I feel like we do 10 jobs in one.
It's a madness. Sometimes, like, I just don't have time. I don't even have time for myself. I don't want to go into the nitty-gritty of how I plan my life around this podcast. But it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. It does take a lot. But we love it. We enjoy it. I actually really missed you guys. I was very excited today. I was thinking, while stressed at work, oh, it's going to be good recording an episode to get it all out of my system. So what have you been up to?
Just counting down the days to my annual leave for the Christmas holidays, to be honest.
When do you start?
So I officially go on holiday Thursday 22nd at 5 p.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just counting down the days.
And then you get like the full, so you go back on like the 4th.
The 2nd, I believe. I
the think. 2nd is an annual leave. It's a bank holiday.
Then it's the 3rd, yeah.
That's actually such a good break.
I know, I can't wait, honestly.
You're
I can't
literally
wait.
Itching. Were you one of those people that, like, have you ever seen that TikTok where they show you how to get the most annual leave from
all
the holidays?
I've seen it.
Have you done it?
No, I'm gonna do it from January, I think, because basically my annual leave resets
in January.
So I'm just gonna take all these holidays. But then the thing is, I can't. Like, I don't want to do that because I've just got other things that I know could be popping up that I need to save annual leave for.
Yeah.
So I'm going to definitely do Christmas again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do like one of the bank holidays.
Yeah.
But other than that, I need to hold on to my leave. Yeah, I need to hold on to my leave.
No, that's actually
what about you?
Smart.
What are you going to do?
This year, I did some of that TikTok stuff and I had a lot of bulk holidays. Mm. Christmas, not so much. But I mean, I get a good 9 days off, which kind of works out.
That's quite a lot.
That's actually
mine's
quite
around
nice.
10 days.
Really, yeah. I get nine
days. So
that's
a holiday.
Yeah, essentially. And then I go back in January to meet the full fuel of everything. But yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm actually going to enjoy it. I'm literally just going to be at home. I'm not really going to do much.
Yeah, I don't really have any plans, to be
no.
honest.
No, we mentally planned to do something New Year's, but I don't know if that plan has come to fruition yet. So, you know, we never know, guys. You might see us out on the town. Come say hi. What else was I going to say? Have you been watching anything? Oh my God, guys. The Alchemy of Souls is back, season 2. Only one person understands my love for this show. And that is, shout out to you, Nether. Actually, I haven't even seen the season 2 yet. I'm waiting until all 4 episodes compress together on Netflix because they're doing that weird thing where they don't do binging anymore, which is really annoying.
What, for Korean dramas?
Yeah. For this one, they made it like an episode a week. I was like, what is the point? I want to binge it. So I think it's like 2 episodes a week that they bring out until the mid-January. So I'm just going to wait. until I can watch the whole thing. Because I just can't do it.
I feel like the only thing that I've watched recently back to back is Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, Jawahir!
I really like Jawahir, and I hope her and Nick work out.
Oh, they are.
They're just
cute.
Actually, it's so the way adorable. He looks at her. And then she had this moment where she was really
vulnerable.
Yeah, she had a vulnerable moment where she was talking about how she was adopted, and how she just had some issues growing up, etc.
I think her issues were like she didn't feel worthy of love.
She didn't feel worthy of love. And also, I think she had, like, identity problems as a result of being adopted.
Oh, no.
So, you know what? I don't judge Jawahir. And no. I know a lot of Somalis
Oh, they were coming for her on the TikTok stories, boy. But her, I just said...
But it's just, you know what? I really liked her. I thought she was a great character.
I thought so,
for the
too.
Show.
I think she had a lot of personality. And I love the way Nick looks at her.
I know! Like, he's like... Infatuated with her.
Literally. It's so cute. I just love when women are loved.
I know. I don't know why I'm romanticising Jawahir and Nick. Maybe there's just not a lot of love in my life right now.
You know what it is? It's whenever we see a man just be very soft and gentle with a woman, it just breaks you. She's just grabbed me with full force right now, guys. But what was I going to say?
We don't see a lot of that in our communities, do we?
No, and I just love
seeing
women
being loved.
And you
know what? I'm not mad at the women who are choosing to marry outside of their cultures.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I feel like if he's treating you right, why not, sis? Honestly. I don't know what else to say. I just keep thinking about Nick's dreamy eyes.
Oh, I just love Nick. You know what made me laugh is before he even approached her, he did like 2 solid days of meditating. He was umming and ahhing before he even approached her. He did his version
of
istikhara.
Yeah.
And then you know, Jawahir was running around trying to get
she was
that
being
other
a bit,
guy. I can't remember his name, the black guy. She was so interested in him. But doesn't that just show you your man, hun? You're not even aware that he exists. He's not even in your periphery. Literally. But as soon as he strikes, he's there forever. And it's a happily ever after.
I really hope this is a happily ever after for them.
So, no, well, I've been doing some stalking.
Give us an update.
And
how we doing?
Recently holidayed in Bali together.
Nice.
And the thing is, they're not showing that they're together. So they're not pictured together on their Instagrams and stuff.
I don't think the reunion's happened.
However,
yet.
The locations are
it's similar.
Yeah. Yeah, are revealing where they are.
We are seeing.
Yeah, so Nick and Joy.
Oh, it's cute. It's cute. I love that. I don't know, man. Too Hot to Handle. I always just think to myself, it's been the third season now. Are you all telling me you didn't know the show was Too Hot to Handle?
No, they're lying. 100% they know.
Well, at the beginning, they're like, can't
Yeah,
be.
They were probably told to practice their shot. Their surprise
Shock
faces.
Horror, we can't touch ourselves. And also, can I just say, how hard is it really to not... You know, have
to
sex
tell.
Or touch someone for £100,000. Or is it 250 now? I don't know how much the prize is.
It's
at this cost of living.
£200,000.
Cost of living that we are living in. And you're telling me you can't hold yourself off for what? How long are they there? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
I want to say 10 days.
10 days? You can't keep your lips and your legs closed. Are you? That's what I'm saying.
You know,
some
what
of it
if
is
the couples actually lost the group 40,000 because they had sex in the shower?
Imagine.
I'm just. You know what? It really pisses me off. It's just like the selfishness.
It's so horrible.
But then there's this other guy who's like, this is so annoying. I'm not gonna lie. There's one guy that's like watching everyone like a hawk, making sure that they're not breaking any rules. So he like sleeps with like literally sleeps with one eye open. And then he stops them, he interrupts them. And because he's so focused on trying to stop other couples, he's not focusing on the girl that he's with. So she's feeling like, oh my God, this guy is so obsessed with the money that he doesn't even care about me, he doesn't want me. So then she goes off and
dabbles
with
someone else.
Let me not ruin it for you guys. Yeah, she goes off and does her own thing with it.
But I feel
say.
Like a lot of these react. Let's be real. I think a lot of it is the clout. And the
Nick
thing that they
and
get
Jawahir
from it.
Is real.
Nick and Jawahir is
it's real.
You could see it. It's the way he looks at her. But the rest, questionable. questionable. Anyway,
scenario?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Look how disgusting my fingernails look at the moment.
Have you been nervous biting?
Yeah, but I don't know why I feel nervous.
It's the end of the year. We all are, don't worry.
Do you think?
It's the end of the year anxiety.
Do people tend to feel anxious during the end of the year?
Yeah, it's the blues, the year's ending. You feel like you haven't achieved much when really you have. Work is just bothersome. You just want that long 10-day break for Xmas. You want to feel like the new year's coming in. I'm telling you, it's the end of year blues.
Yeah, man. My fingernails are really going through it at the moment.
Oh my God, don't you feel like 2022 has just gone like a blur? I honestly feel like...
I can't even remember it.
Literally.
What happened in 2022?
I don't know what happened from Jan to July. Oh, the Queen died.
Don't laugh. God. Oh. God rest her soul.
R.I.P. Lizzie. Oh my God, Lizzie died this year. Anyway, let's continue.
Right. Am I the asshole for accidentally insulting our host over her kids' dirty clothes? TW, this is going to be gross.
Right.
I, 30 female, was watching my friend's daughter, Susie, 10, for a few hours. I'm not a kid person, so I'm pretty insensitive to kid-based issues in general, to be fair. But Susie is a calm 10-year-old and her mother, Carol, was desperate. Carol is aware I don't care for kids. She also knows I get along with Susie well enough and I'd guard her daughter with my life regardless.
Cute.
I asked Susie what she wants to do for 5 hours. She wants to go to her friend's house, so we got some fast food to eat on the way and go to her buddy's house. We'll call her buddy Ali and her mum Laurie. We get there and I'm catching up with Laurie. I've met her for lunch twice, so we're not really friends, but she seems nice. I had met Laurie through Carol because they're good friends. The girls asked if they could go to the public pool. I'm fine with it, and Laurie is fine with it. I texted Carol and she was also fine with it. Laurie says Ali has an extra bathing suit that might fit Susie. I'm handled the supposed swimsuit, which is velvet for some reason, and we start getting the girls ready for the pool. Now... I noticed the inner crotch lining was discoloured on this suit. I only noticed because I threw it on the counter and it landed where I could see it. I don't mean menstrual blood either. It was yellowed with debris.
Oh, God. How old are these little girls?
10.
Okay.
So she said it was yellowed with debris. Debris is disgusting for an inner crotch lining. Situation.
I'm trying to think. She's 10. Do 10 year olds have discharge?
I have no idea, but we're about to find out.
Oh God. Oh. Okay.
Not that makes it less gross. I asked Laurie if she had an extra suit and that was clean in a polite way. I assume she just forgot it wasn't washed. She looks at me weird and says no. I said, okay, well, this one's dirty, so I'll pick Susie up one at the store real quick and meet them at the pool. Laurie is now defensive like I have insulted her.
Oh, God. Laurie, Bila Hishod, that's disgusting. She's got no shame.
Laurie is now defensive like I have insulted her and her daughter by saying this swimsuit, which was actually a velvet leotard for Ali's gymnastics class, is unwashed. She said word for word, what? It's just pee.
Ah! I'm sorry to your ears. I'm so sorry. What?
I don't know what to say at this point if a grown woman thinks I'm okay with risking Susie getting a yeast infection over this. I say it's okay as nicely as I can and I'll be at the store 2 minutes and meet Susie in the changing rooms there. It was no big deal at all, which was what happened.
I feel embarrassed. Oh, I feel God. Embarrassed. No. This is so bad.
This is mad. Okay. Right, so Laurie and the woman who has taken the kid out.
Okay. Cool.
Those two are at the swimming pool together.
Okay.
Carol is nowhere to be seen. Okay. However, Carol is Susie's mother. Yeah. Laurie is Ali's mother.
Okay.
Mafante. Okay, so this is what it says. Laurie was barely talking to me at the pool. She's obviously insulted, but I know I can't fix her perception of that being okay, so we just mess with our phones for most of the visit. I drop off Susie and Carol says Laurie texted her. She said, would have let Susie wear the dirty leotard, and Laurie doesn't have a lot of money and works a lot, so maybe she couldn't wash it. I made her and her daughter feel dirty. I think they've both lost their minds. I'm not a mum, but I think I'd be slacking if I risked my kid getting an infection over a pool trip. I told Carol it was visibly crusty and all. I don't think I'll be babysitting anymore. Am I the arsehole?
I don't think she is. I think she did a really good thing as a babysitter.
Mm.
Yeah. So sometimes you just got to be aware of who you eat, whose houses you eat and where you chill. Because if people think it's okay for my child's downstairs area to have contact with urine from someone else.
To be compromised.
It's disgusting, and it's basic hygiene. Mm. Now, if she, when she first gave it to her, if she realised it was just, oh, I didn't wash this one, and she took it away, I'd be like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I think it was Laurie's reaction that caused all the awkwardness. Had Laurie just been like, I'm so sorry, let me go and get another one, it would have been fine. But she became defensive and was like, what? Like,
what do you mean?
What are you trying to say about my child?
But then she also said, it's just a bit of you.
Yeah, which is, I find very strange. How can you let somebody else wear outfit that has visible, like, crusty urine on
it?
But
then it also makes me think, what else do you let? Would you let your own child wear that?
It's just
very unhygienic, and it's not nice. And
also, she was presented with a velvet leotard.
It wasn't even a swimsuit.
So it wasn't even a swimsuit.
Number one.
So that was the first error. The second one was the velvet leotard had the situation. Mm. And the third error is the way she reacted, which I just find so insane.
I would be embarrassed. I wouldn't be,
but to save herself the embarrassment, she could be like, I'm so sorry, I must have just picked up the wrong leotard,
or it was a dirty one, forgive me.
Yeah, but no,
she went full hard.
Laurie was like, I'm not backing down from this.
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like when you, as a parent, if I was like looking after someone else's kid or someone was coming for a play date, I would just make sure their kids borrowed something clean, because that's what I would want for my own child. Do you know what I mean? I just find it weird that that she was defending urine.
I just don't get it. What did she say? She said, nah, she was like, what? It's just pee.
I snorted, guys. I'm just so shocked.
She said, what? It's just pee. No, that's is nasty. Unacceptable.
That's actually nasty.
No, you can't be giving your guest a leotard with pee on it.
No, listen, this really, really comes to question when you used to go to your friends' houses. Like now.
Just the general hygiene of Laurie and her family.
It's making me, it's questionable now. I don't think I could eat at Laurie's house. I'll be honest.
Exactly.
Laurie makes me feel like she's one of those people that eats with a spoon and just puts it back.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
She's just very lax in terms of cleanliness.
It's just, I can't.
Yeah, no, it's really... I can't.
What is she gonna...
And the thing is, this is how she behaves with someone that she barely knows.
Yeah, it's not even the mum, it's the babysitter, isn't it?
Yeah, someone she barely knows who's come to her and... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't even know each other like that. So, you know, usually when you don't know someone like that, you're very, like, courteous. You're very, like, on point.
Yeah.
To make sure, like...
And especially when it's someone's children.
And when there's kids involved. So I'm very confused.
If someone slept over my house, I would try and, like, normally I have, like, packs of new pyjamas.
Mm.
I would give them the new pyjamas and make my child wear the old ones.
I would go... I would go over the top.
So the fact that she's this lax makes me think, what else do you lack? Do you know what I mean? What's the house situation looking like? To be fair, I don't judge people's cleanliness because I go through periods of time where I don't really like cleaning.
But you wouldn't invite someone over in that period, would you?
I would invite someone over, and I really hate when people come unannounced. I feel like that's the worst thing you can do to someone, especially your mum.
I really
I'm just
hate
letting
that.
You know that now. But the other thing I would say is there's you being messy.
Yeah.
And then there's you just being filthy.
Yeah. But you're allowed to be messy and filthy as long as it doesn't...
You can manage it and it doesn't
affect others. Other people.
Exactly. Now, when you have children, your house, let's be honest, will automatically be messy until after you clean. If you're one of those mums that cleans after every hour, I mean, I hats off to you because you're amazing. I do at the end of the evening when they all go to bed. But... there's certain things that you need to like uphold and your kids are going to pick up on. Now, basic cleanliness.
I think it's respect, akin to respect.
It is.
We don't want to talk about the sunnah right now.
Yeah, but it's just like
we
basic
don't want to talk about
things
the
you need
right
to
now
know.
Because
we don't know who,
we don't know who
is.
Listens.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know who our listeners are. However, cleanliness is something that is held in high esteem.
And also it teaches your kids as well. And it helps your kids out. Mm. So to me, I just feel like I am going to be a little bit judgmental now on if I would visit her house on a regular basis. I don't think I would do much.
No, I wouldn't go out with her again. Are you being serious?
Okay,
I have been handed a leotard with urine and been told not. The thing is, what pisses me off isn't even the fact that it's the fact that she's still running with it. She's not even holding her hands up. This is what I hate about people that just don't hold their hands up.
That's
and admit
nasty.
Their wrongs.
Just admit that's nasty.
Yeah, you've just got to say, I'm so sorry. I must have picked up the wrong leotard. You know, you can spin this in so many ways.
She could have spun it from the beginning.
Exactly. All you had to do was just be like, I'm sorry.
Oh, I picked up the wrong one. So sorry.
Right?
Let me get you a clean one. And even when she said to her, she gave her a really nice excuse and said to her, I'm just going to go to the shop and get her a new one. I would have just said, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I really appreciate
yeah.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
But it's just pee. No, that is mad. That is actually
it's
mad.
Just pee? What would she have done if it was poo?
No.
It's just sickening.
Susie is asking for an infection.
Poor Susie. She definitely needs...
Susie doesn't even know, bless her. She has no idea what's being handed to her right now.
Oh, but, my God. I'm trying to think when Susie starts her period.
Props to the babysitter for picking up on it. Props to the babysitter for, like... You know what? She was even, like, sympathetic in a way by saying, let me just go to the store. I think that was, like, an excellent thing to say because it takes the blame away from her, from Laurie.
And it doesn't, like, create conflict.
Exactly.
And it gave Laurie time to step back.
Exactly. But Laurie,
she didn't take it.
She said, nope, I'm inserting myself here. And it just reminds me of some of the mums that I've seen on Motherhood.
Which mum? Julia?
No, not Julia. The blonde. What's the blonde lady called?
Oh, the laxy.
The annoying one.
And she's got a bigger kid. Oh, I don't know her name.
No, you know who I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Who you're talking about. She lives in the flat.
Off. No, she's got a really nice house, but her husband put the house up for sale.
Oh, yes, I know. I don't know her name though.
But even
and
I don't
she's
think
posh.
Even I don't think
no,
she would allow
do
that.
That. No,
no way.
She's got high standards that one.
But I just think that
the
attitude.
The one that did the spag bowl.
Yeah,
in season
bowl.
One.
Yeah, maybe. What do you mean? What did she do by spag
she,
bowl?
She invited all the kids around.
Oh, for spag bowl, yeah. I don't think she would do that, but I do think that she would do the defensive thing.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
She's like, there's no way I'm letting this one get away with accusing me of being dirty. Nah.
Oh, filthy. Are you sure, darling? Anyway, I just feel like it's a dog-eat-dog-eat world out here. And you've got to have mothers with children who are on the same wavelength as you.
Right, you've
got
to have some personable people in your life. You've got to have some, like, normal people.
But have basic hygiene.
Basic levels of just, do you know what I mean? Respect.
Do you know what I mean? Non-judgmental. But, you know, this situation I'm definitely judging. That's really awkward for me. I'm just trying to think when poor little Susie's on her period. What's her mum going to say? Go use the same tampon.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, do you know what I mean?
No.
It hasn't. That one's not fully yet.
No, she can't.
Stick it back in. That's so nasty.
As block. That's report you to the police, hon. Share the same tampon.
Or if her mum doesn't really teach her about, like, pads and stuff, or to change your pads every 3 to 4 hours, and she changes it every 8 hours. obviously, depending on if you've got a heavy flow.
And a wide-set vagina.
Indeed.
So, yeah, is she the arsehole?
No. Oh, my God, no way. She saved that poor girl from a UTI. Literally. Right, guys, we are rounding off to scenario number two. Let's go. Right. So, this one says, I, female 28, I'm jealous of my friend's date. He's male 29. So, my friend and I started dating in earnest in 2022, but despite living in a smallish city, have different tastes in men, so largely avoided an overlap. She's been talking to a man for the past couple of months who sounded lovely, albeit from her description, not my type. I recently met him by surprise when she invited him to meet us on a night out. I was shocked to find he wasn't anything like what I thought he was. We had a lot in common and ended up chatting for most of the night. I spent my time hyping up my friend and drawing her into the conversation, but was surprised to see how many interests I shared with this man and, oh no, how attractive I found him. Scandalous.
So wait. Just to recap. So the guy's dating the other girl.
Yeah.
Oh, so why is she there?
Because the friend invited him out with everyone.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, did you zone out there?
I did, yeah.
Okay. My friend mentioned after is that she was surprised that we had so much in common and had never seen him like that, talking about interests that they were totally new to her. She's since asked me how to try and get those interests out of him. The issue being, I've known my friend for a long time. She's absolutely not interested in his interests and will really struggle to maintain enthusiasm beyond the initial stage. They've only been talking for a short time, but she apparently hasn't seen him genuinely enthusiastic about anything the way he's been talking to me. And I think that's just the joy that comes from truly shared interests rather than something that can be replicated by someone who just really would rather not talk about the topic. So Reddit, I have absolutely no idea what to do. My friend is obviously more important than any man, and I am horrified to feel so immediately attracted to this man she's trying to build a relationship with, and frustrated with the unkind and unhelpful feeling that maybe if I had gotten there first somehow, I would have been a better match. I don't know whether to fess up to my friend and potentially ruin her budding relationship, or just to shut up and avoid him until the feelings die down. I'd hate to think that the feelings never go and I'd end up unable to interact with potentially a huge part of my best friend's life. It's only early days for them, so I might be overthinking it completely for such early stages, or I could be in the best, most nipped in the bud time frame to ward off an awkward friendship ruining situation for both of us. Help.
Oh my God.
No, yeah. I would tell her to steer clear. That's really...
That's bare awkward.
No, that's your friend's man, love. Let's move on. They've been dating for a short time. She didn't give a time frame, but it seems like they've just started talking and then she brought him around. But that's your friend, right? And you don't jump on your friend's potentials. Now, I think she's got her head in these little romance books that I've been reading, and she's getting caught up in the idea that this could be her match, the interest, everything, the vibe is great. And maybe he could be, but you've got to wait your turn, love. When she drops him off, like 10 years later, if you come across each other via supermarket and it's like a random sighting, then I say maybe, you know, I would still tell my friend and be like, listen, it's been 10 years. Do you know what I mean? But it's very, very side-eye for me to be doing that to my friend.
Another thing is she's only met him once. So you can't really say that you've got a great connection.
Yeah, it's just based, one like interaction.
Exactly, based on one interaction that you've had with him. And also, like, it's normal for people to have shared interests. It's normal for people to kind of like have similar things in common. But I just, you know what I don't like is the fact that she's going off these little tidbits of information that he's given her and created this whole thing in her head about how they're meant to be together. I just think that is so crazy. And it's really kind of reminiscent of, you know, like when,
you know when a guy like smiles a at you? Yeah, when a guy smiles at you, for example, and you create a scenario in your head.
It's like when you have a gym crush and the only thing that gets you out of bed and motivates you to go to the gym is the idea that you're going to see your gym crush. And what you've done is you've created countless scenarios in your head about how you're going to approach you. You're never going to approach him, let's be real. He's probably never going to approach you. But it's just the fact that, you know, you have these lingering thoughts and feelings.
It's okay. It's
and
nice.
It's fine.
It's a dream.
But it just don't, I just don't think that in this situation, this girl should act on these thoughts.
No.
Because I guarantee what she thinks she knows about this man, the girl probably knows like more. And I know she's confided in her and said that she doesn't really feel like she knows him that way. But you can't have that based on like one interaction that you've had with your friend and seeing that they've got a great chemistry. Do you know what I mean?
The thing is, though, I think she's a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, it sounds like she reads a lot of books.
Because I feel like she's a hopeless romantic. But the other thing, there's two things. So the first thing I would say is, having shared interests with someone doesn't necessarily mean that you're compatible.
It's very common.
Exactly. The other thing I was going to say is, two people that don't share the same interests can be easily compatible and they get on and they vibe well. People don't need to be together, necessarily have to be like into the same things.
Yeah.
You know, the good old school term, opposites attract.
Mm.
But the point I'm trying to make is, I think she's a little bit jealous that her friend has found this like man that she's also attracted to.
100%.
And she is like, obviously in they've both been started dating at the same time. They're both obviously dating in the same pools. So she obviously feels a little bit of the green monster.
But also saying that though, I feel like, you know how like this friend is getting ahead of herself. And I'll tell you why, is the fact that her friend came to her and asked her, do you know what I mean? Like confided in her, like, how can I have those kind of interactions with him as well? And blah, 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 blah,
so
blah.
Cute.
Which is so sweet, but that's just a normal thing to do as a friend. Now she's taken that and taken it to mean that, oh, they don't have that compatible. Much of a great chemistry.
The friend could have just been nervous.
Yeah, but what she could have done in that instance is just reassured her and said, no, you guys are great together. You're very compatible. I just think that,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just made something up. But I just don't like this girl, honestly. Something about her is just making me feel...
I think it's okay to get jealous, but I also think those thoughts need to stay in your head. Because what's meant to be for you will come.
Exactly.
Now...
And the situation clearly isn't meant for you because he's with your friend.
No, he's with your friend and you need to leave it alone. It's very dangerous to... Like, do you know what I mean? It's a very dangerous area to dive into. And you need to remember the friendship that you have. You love your friend more than this man. You don't know him.
Exactly. You literally don't know him.
But I can sympathize with the fact that you must feel pressured now by the fact that, oh, your friend's found this, like, really nice guy.
Yeah,
and
so she probably feels like, oh, I need to find someone.
Yeah, and I want to have that same, you know.
But
and
it then... can't be your friend's man.
Mm-mm.
No, 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 hun. There's, like, 8 billion people in the world now.
Mm-mm.
Half of those probably men.
Mm-mm. He might have a friend.
Exactly. He might have a friend.
Do you know what I mean?
Who has the same interests as him.
Exactly.
Mm-mm-mm.
And there you go. You got double dating now and you got yourself a man. And you might even end up and think, you know what? Longer down the line, that this guy really isn't for me.
Yeah.
I was just in the mood. She's ovulating.
No, but it was one scenario, Heather. Because imagine she goes out with him again and realises,
oh, no, he's not
I don't
for
like
me.
His views on politics.
Exactly.
I don't like his views on religion. I don't like his views on, do you know what I mean?
But I think this just explains how women, especially me, before I got married, I used to like, actively, if a man, if I had a really good connection with someone, or I had like a conversation with them, in my head, instinctively, I would think, oh my God, imagine this is my person.
I just used to think he wants me.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm like, he wants me. That one there, I'll tell you now, he wants me.
It's the way he was looking at me. Mm. It's the way he agreed with me. Mm. It's the way he liked my interest. Mm. He wants me.
He wants
me. This could be something.
Exactly, that's what she's doing.
And that's what she's doing.
But she's taking
it too far.
On very shaky ground.
Bros.
That's not even the phrase, is it? She's treading on...
shaky ground.
A slippery slope. A slippery slope.
Pun intended.
Exactly.
It's very icy.
But yeah, the way, honestly... the countless times,
a man has smiled at me, and I thought about the potential children.
That man wants me.
The arroz that we would have.
Now I have to wait for him to find my Instagram and slide into my DMs.
Do you know what I mean?
It never happens.
It never happens, but it's in your head. It's just in your head.
And it's normal to have those thoughts.
And it's okay to fantasize.
Of course it is.
It's healthy.
I think so.
How else do you entertain yourself when you're by yourself? You think about the man that walked across you, and you think, what song would I enter? To my wedding,
exactly, with him.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Start walking, start doing the walk.
What's that TikTok trend?
Walking down the aisle song.
Yeah, I do.
But no, hon, these thoughts are fleeting.
I know.
Think about the hormonal state that you're in right now. Think about your mental state right now.
And think about being a good friend to your friend.
Yeah.
Like, don't take her man.
But I mean, like, just try and, like, sometimes you have to exercise a bit of self-awareness in the situation.
And self-restraint.
Yeah. Well, clearly self-restraint.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's the other situation where you get those group of girls that, let's say, a boy has just come in. There's a group of guys and one of them is like, outwardly, you know, just flirting very hard. Things like that make me feel awkward. You need to be very inclusive and you need to stop flirting with your friend's boyfriend. All right.
But yeah, to round this off, I would suggest this woman get out of her head and really she needs to weigh up whether or not she cares about the friend or she cares about this boy. Who means more to her? Because you know what? I know who I'll be choosing in that situation. It's certainly ain't that man.
That's my friend. Mm. Now, just quickly, imagine the man slides in her DMs.
That's a bloody plot twist.
Oh my God, there's an edit.
Oh my God, there's an edit. We need to read that. You need to get that edit now. Did he slide in her DMs, Holly? What the hell did he do?
Right, she goes, thank you, everyone. I don't want to make it clear. I'm not asking if I should shoot my shot with my friend's man. Even if they were to call it off.
That's all she's asking.
That's all she's asking, let's be real. I would not try to date him. She would be hurt and it would be weird. And I have no interest or intention to actually pursue something with this person. I'm asking what to do because it would be really awkward if my feelings don't subside. And they probably will. Crushes are just crushes, I hope. Were I in my friend's position and eventually seriously dated a man my best friend had feelings for, I think I'd have wanted to know early on that she was feeling something that might hurt her later. But none of us can see the future. Just trying to get some advice on the best way to preserve our friendship with or without the man. A deal with my unforgettable crush.
It's not a crush. Nakachesaninka. What the hell?
She's literally met him once.
She needs to turn away. She needs to lower her gaze.
Babe, a crush is someone that you see regularly.
No, she's taking the piss, hole, though.
No, I don't like this.
She needs to lower her gaze. The first look was halal. The first interaction was halal. Now this is completely haram.
Someone goes, your friend found a male version of you. They'll be together forever.
No, she's just playing with fire.
No, she needs to back off. This is weird now.
This and is
she
actually weird.
These are thoughts that stay in your head. You should not be telling your friend about the feelings you have
for him.
And
you know what? Another thing is, it's the language within the story. It's the, do you know what I mean? She sounds like someone who reads a lot of books. She sounds like someone
she's romanticizing.
Who has a way with words, a very wide vocabulary. I started dating in earnest in 2022. She's writing poetry about him. I'm telling you now.
She said they both did. But what I'm trying to say is, she is alluding to... So if you tell your friends you have feelings for this man that she's dating, what do you want her to do with this information?
What do you gain?
Now I'm like, she's getting triggered now.
Like, she thinks that he's going to be like, right, I'm dropping her. I'm going to go with the friend.
Well, what do you gain? You're just ruining your friendship. You're making it awkward.
No, she's an idiot, honestly.
No, love, you need to back off. You need to respect your friend.
You need to slow your roll. You need to sit down and lower your gaze.
Literally, just chill out. Go do some meditation. Lie.
Get your ass on Tinder.
You will find a man. You're young, you're attractive. You'll find a man. Just not this man.
No, this man is out of bounds for you. He is haram for you.
You know what it is? It's what she can't have.
It's unrequited. She thinks it's...
No, it's not unrequited love. Unrequited like means... It might be, though.
One way...
Yeah, one way love.
Yeah, it's unrequited.
It's unrequited love, but it's also...
It's forbidden.
It's forbidden love, but no. But you know what it also is? It's the fact that it's unattainable. It's just something she can't get.
So it's a challenge. It's like how men think, right, I've got to get her because she doesn't like me.
Or someone, do you know what I mean? It's something she can't grasp right now, so she wants to just capture it even further. Love, you got to put it to back of your head.
Yeah.
You will ruin your friendship, I'm telling you now.
Stop pursuing your friend's man.
Stop. He's not worth it, I'm telling you now. No man is worth that.
No way, honestly.
Especially a man you've met once. So you know what it is? She's attracted to him. She just wants him physically. I don't
she
think
likes the
emotion.
Idea of him.
Yeah.
She doesn't like him. She
I don't
know
think she
him.
Does. And this whole feelings business.
No,
you met him once,
feelings,
love.
They come, they go. She needs to go on a holiday somewhere.
No, you need book talk. Go get yourself some book boyfriends. You'll
she needs to go on a rehab retreat.
She needs
somewhere.
A little holiday somewhere. You
get
need
some...
to chill out. You
I
need
to
do. Just bring yourself down a peg because you can't be doing that to your friend. And no one should be doing that to your friend. No one should be stepping to a friend's date, mm-mm. boyfriend, anyone
unless
that they're talking to, unless they've said
they've
okay.
parted ways.
And
you ask her permission.
Exactly.
First.
Even if they parted ways, you have to ask her permission. And it can't be a month later. You've got to let it simmer for at least
6 months.
6 months? A year.
Oh.
You have to let it simmer for a year.
Well, it depends how serious it was.
No, imagine it's your friend's boyfriend.
What, someone that she's dating?
No, dating, okay, fine.
I feel like dating is fleeting.
Dating
comes and goes.
But
dating is
but
very much
But if it's someone
like,
serious...
Dating is very much like you can have like four people that you've got on the go.
Of course.
But if it's someone serious, yeah, about a year.
About
maybe two.
Year. Maybe 2 years.
Just don't even go there. You know what? I wouldn't even want the...
If it's someone that they had like deep feelings for, I wouldn't do
it. I wouldn't even do it.
But if it was like someone they're dating, like they were just
no,
talking, if it
like,
was a
honestly,
talking stage, I would be like 6 months for me.
Yeah, forget talking stage, forget dating. Someone that you had feelings for, I wouldn't even
Step
advise
on
you to go anywhere near that man.
No.
Don't even try.
But imagine,
and shoot your shot
imagine
there.
Like he was because just the one that got away from
no.
you.
No.
You'd run away
but
from
But your him. Friend, your friend is
Means
greater.
More. That's true. Your friend does.
And you know
more.
What? Your friend is always, I'm not even going to lie, though. I would feel like she would always feel some type of way about it. She might not say it out loud.
Yeah.
She might not say it to your face. She might be happy for you to your face and you might take that and run with it. And that's very selfish because you're not putting yourself
no,
in her shoes.
Indeed.
But if she's a miskin, she's going to be happy for you. Should never. You should never.
No. It's
ever,
just so messy.
Ever
don't do it. Well, I don't
pursue
do it.
Somebody that
someone
your friends
else
had real
serious
feelings
for.
Like, no.
It's just messy and it's not healthy.
It's
just not.
Never ever gonna. You and that friendship is over.
It's gonna be awkward. You can't even talk about it.
No, like I can't imagine going to that friend and being like, I'm having issues. Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Nah,
bitch,
sorry.
I'm having the same issues.
I'm sorry. Don't even go there,
no,
ladies.
Guys, there's plenty of men in the scene.
There really is. No matter how old you are, no matter how crazy your life is, men are out there.
They will. And your man is going to be there. But I mean, some people go through very sticky situations.
Mm.
But I would always say be respectful to your friends.
Always.
They are always going to be
your friend trumps the man. Always. I don't give a shit.
That man will leave. It will always cause you heartache one way or another.
Mm.
Anyway, guys.
Any questions?
Any more scenarios? Hit us up in the email.
Comment down below.
Guys, it's the end of the year. We really, really wish that you guys have an amazing end to the year.
Inshallah.
And your 2023 brings you money, love,
health, happiness, success,
wealth, prayer.
A good man.
Like literally with how many O's? A
good man.
We want to have happy stories.
Or email.
Or salatka.
Or salatka.
Or knows respect.
Well, I've got to say that in English because my manager told me when you start translating.
We do. We try to.
So a good man who is on the Deen of Islam.
He prays.
He prays.
He's respectful.
He's respectful, good manners,
yes.
Good character.
Yes.
Just an all-round guy.
Understands my needs.
Yeah. And for the non-Muslims, we hope 2023 brings you health, happiness, success, ooh, money, a ooh, good man ooh, with all the things, the qualities that you love.
The person that you want.
There you go.
Where it's... I don't know what I did there.
Mic drop.
Anyway, we wish you guys happiness and an amazing 2023. We love you guys. We've got a really good episode coming up next week. So get
Stay
excited.
Tuned. Bye, we love guys. You. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.